Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1591. Too Many Oysters? Ha! You little prick, feeding me an oyster feast and even spicing it up with something else. Landon muttered to himself. The oysters seemed to have worked to boost Landon's libido. He made love a few times to Lauren that night, his body covered in sweat as he humped her. All she could do was to beg him for mercy. Darling, when are we going to make a group of baby pandas? When they inched toward the climax, he pressed his moist, warm lips against her reddened ears and asked flirtatiously. Sweaty, she wrapped her legs around his fine waist as their bodies collided, but she seemed preoccupied with thoughts. After Winston's condition stabilized, he demanded to recover in Heights Novilla, claiming he had had enough of the smell of disinfectant. Jonah spent a fortune and generously transformed a huge bedroom into a patient ward, even purchasing all the medical equipment Winston needed. Julian was conveniently appointed Winston's doctor. Winston scanned the room and immediately raged. Jonah Taylor, what's wrong with you? Jonah was taken aback by Winston's sudden outburst. Julian, standing behind Jonah, secretly worried for him. Scratching his head, Silas blurted out without thinking, Dad, what's wrong with Jonah? You're the one who has something wrong, isn't it? Oh, you little motherfucker. Winston immediately raised his hand at Silas and cussed. Jonah hurriedly shielded Silas with a grin. Dad, calm down. Let's be civil about this. I asked to be discharged because I missed home, but look at you. You turned my room into a patient's ward. Why do I even come home for? This is so unnecessary. Winston was irritated after a few days of hospitalization, and he had yet to fully recover. Jonah did not look angered. He smiled calmly. Dad, Silas is pulling your leg. Julian immediately chimed in, Yeah, Dad. Silas is just joking. Everyone present was shocked by Julian's way of addressing Winston, including Winston himself. Staring at Julian, he mumbled, W, what did you address me as? Julian was caught by surprise and looked embarrassed. His heart raced when all eyes were ignited, felt like strengthened lake to get an X-ray. He had unknowingly said his thoughts aloud and had no idea how to resolve the awkward situation. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Jonah cleared his throat. Always calm, this was his first time looking tense. He clenched his fist and explained, Dr. Lovelace has been in Bellbanks for a while, busy helping us. I bet seeing you makes him homesick. That's right. Julian quickly agreed, his heart leaping into his throat. Winston accepted the explanation. Looking grateful, he said, Julian, you've been a great help to us. You must have been through a lot. I owe you a huge favor. I'll repay you in the future. Mr. Winston, you're too kind. Julian cast a tender look at Jonah's SI profile. Ant-Man Zid Portima Lucinda in DSE with Aunt Mandy, I see myself as part of your family as well. It's my duty to help you out. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. The faux pas was smoothly glossed over thanks to Jonah's shrewd explanation. No on Evidera. Yui Fu Andy, who was standing behind the matching couple. Her expression stiffened when she noticed their reddened cheeks and ears. Chapter 1592. The tailors merrily surrounded Winston. At the same time, two couples were helping Lila to make ravioli in the kitchen. Lila's cooking skills were exceptional. Even if it was ravioli making, she could produce ravioli of various colors, each carrying a different flavor. "Lila, you're spoiling Winston," Alyssa grumbled good-naturedly while folding the ravioli. Each one of her ravioli looked round and plump. "It's just ravioli, but you're here making them rainbow-colored. What more does he expect? He's really a piece of work. Your dad loves ravioli. It was my idea to make colorful ravioli, so no. He did not give me trouble at all." Lila flashed a contented smile. "Since I'm making ravioli for him anyway, I'd rather make a bigger batch for everyone to enjoy. You, Mandy, and Colleen are spoiling that old man. It is usually the other way around in other families." Alyssa snorted. "Did my mom spoil him too when she was still around? That couldn't have been the case, right? Well, ravioli were your mom's favorite food and her best dish. She always made ravioli for your dad. He'd lick his plate clean no matter how many she made for him, he wouldn't tire of them," Lila blurted out with a smile. Alyssa's fingers trembled as bitterness rose in her. Jasper acutely observed the change in her emotions. He handed her a piece of dough that he failed to shape correctly and asked earnestly, "Lise, I made this. Please take a look. It's so ugly." She burst out laughing at the piece of dough he showed her. "What even is this? You'll have to eat it if we cook this. I won't risk my life to eat this." "Fine. I'll take it." Jasper looked visibly relieved when Alyssa smiled, but a question lingered. From the way the tailors described Jennifer, it was clear that Winston loved her very much. It was true love, unlike whatever feelings Javier had for Anne. If so, why did Winston remarry and end up with three other wives? That seemed like a contradictory behavior. "Sean, mine look terrible. Yours are much better." Tatiana pouted, upset by her clumsiness. "No, not at all. Yours are perfect. Keep all your ravioli for me." Since Sean's fingers were covered with flour, he dared not touch her clean outfit. Instead, he carefully placed an arm around her waist. His hot breath tickled her cheeks as he whispered, "Want your ravioli, and you." Tatiana immediately blushed at the flirting. Sean had always been a goody-two-shoes. On their first night, his clumsiness and trembling hands, which he tried to conceal, inadvertently revealed that she was his first as well. Agent Lehman, who flirted, was the most sexy and alluring. Lila seemed oblivious to the flirting between Sean and Talina. A.E. Shea focused P.P. Macon I the favorably. Ver, the grin on her lips betrayed her feelings. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. An arranged marriage for status, business, or EEOE or tantated's happiness. Adder the most. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Besides, not many families could rival the Taylors in terms of socialbm standi yen bell I for families of the SHME social class might not be the best candidates for marriage. The look in Alyssa's eyes darkened. The dynamics between Sean and Tatiana seemed to have changed. She wondered, could they have had at that time? Jonah interrupted her thoughts, rushing into the kitchen. Chapter 1593. Lice, Jasper, I have new updates on the Schmidt Group, Jonah announced. Upon hearing that, Lila glanced at Alyssa and sensibly said, Tati and I will leave the kitchen now. It's fine, Lila. We're family. There's nothing to be kept secret. Alyssa's expression grew serious. Jonah, go ahead. Sean's ears perked up as well. Alyssa had ordered him to focus on recovery and his relationship with Tatiana ever since he got severely injured by Jeffrey and nearly lost his left arm from being beaten up by the Schmidt's men. She had refused to involve him in other affairs since. However, after years of working with Jonah in the business field and later serving Alyssa, Sean remained passionate and loyal. He had no interest in fancy titles or handsome compensation, only wishing to be of use to Alyssa and Jonah. Sean had not worked on anything important after Sophia's case came to a close, which made him feel a little empty inside. Lice, remember that Xalu Holiday Resort project that Josh took away from me? After the project commenced, issues immediately surfaced, Jonah said with an icy look in his eyes. I know about that. There is a village housing 10 or so families on the sole route to the Holiday Resort, no. Its existence will be a headache for land use planning unless the Schmidt Group is able to bulldoze the village and make the villagers move away. Alyssa calmly worked on the ravioli with a smirk on her lips. She added, but I guess things aren't that straightforward, right? The Xalian authorities would have gotten rid of the villagers instead of sneakily hiding the fact otherwise. If they displaced the villagers, the land's value could shoot up by another $1 billion. Sean nodded in agreement while Tatiana directed an admiring look at Alyssa. It was no wonder Sean was once in love with Alyssa so much that he'd risk his life for her. Tatiana thought that she would have done the same for Alyssa if she were a man. In contrast, she thought of herself as timid and unremarkable, believing it was her honor to have received Sean's affection. Lice was right. Jasper fixed a tender gaze on Alyssa and carefully placed another oddly shaped ravioli on the chopping board. I ran an investigation and found out that the village has been around for 2 centuries. It's considered a historical and cultural heritage. Bulldozing it to build a holiday resort will lead to public outrage. Of course, the government dare not do it so openly. Jonah gave her a light nod. That's why someone has gotten ahead of themselves and privately kick-started the process. The news left Alyssa and Jasper shocked. Did Josh Schmidt go ahead with the demolition? When was that? It happened last night. He did it at midnight. Some of the villagers were in their sleep when the houses collapsed on them, which led to multiple injuries. Jonah's expression hardened. This incident happened abroad, and the Schmidt Group immediately silenced the media. Even if the Sarisian media received the news, they might keep a lid on it due to the Schmidt's influence in the country. Jasper questioned sternly, Jonah, are there any deaths? Jonah replied, none so far. If so, the Schmidts can still keep the news a secret. Jasper had a chilling look in his eyes. JTWL at Nias. Sirius per 6x8 New York 1 if there are deaths. That's the only time when the Schmitz will not be able to keep the news under wraps. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Do they think they're so invincible that they could wreak havoc AEAE without blinking and buy Alyssa Slomim Kerr fist on the table, hammering a piece of ravioli into flat dough? The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. She continued, is there really no media that would report on that? Don't forget that the KS Group owns the 3 o'clock news. They shall wait for what happens at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Hearing that, Lila shook her head and broke her silence. The Schmidt kids are pretty unruly, aren't they? I thought they would behave better after lying low for a while. Sean was equally furious. Old habits die hard. Alyssa raised a brow in amusement. The Schmidt kids are fighting each other, and the head of the family is himself corrupted. Nothing good comes out of the Schmidt family. After a pause, Jasper tightened his grip on her hand. He said, I'll say. My mentumo nitark so active at FS in Tulu. Vowed it definitely provoke Josh after the news expose, and he'll make a move to quell the scandal. Chapter 1594. The atmosphere at the dinner was cheerful. Winston's mood lifted upon seeing the ravioli dish, and he even invited Jasper to stay for dinner. The tables were full of couples who put on proper fronts while secretly flirting with each other. Later at night, Jonah returned to his study to pore over the piles of documents. Winston's illness sent the KS Group into a frenzy. On top of that, Dominic's misuse of company funds created more headaches for them. Fortunately, Jonah was capable of handling the crisis and steering the KS Group back on track. After working for a while, he removed his silver-rimmed glasses and massaged his temple while enjoying some shut-eye. Phew, that was tiring. I wonder when Alyssa will take over and let me retire. He then heard a knock and went up to answer the door. Mr. Jonah, Julian cooed, leaning against the doorframe with a flirtatious grin. Do you need a late-night private massage service? Looking tired, Jonah scanned Julian from head to toe. Dr. Lovelace, since when have you offered a new service? I'm multi-talented, don't you know? Julian gave him a tender, loving look. I can do anything for you as long as you want it. Jonah felt a lump in his throat, feeling aroused. Julian wore a doctor's coat during the day in a professional capacity, but at night, the coat was a costume to fulfill sexual fantasies. Heart racing, Jonah turned his back to Julian. The next moment, he heard the door shut close and felt a weight around his waist. Julian had suddenly hugged him from behind, and their bodies pressed against each other. Jonah, I miss you. Julian rubbed his chin against Jonah's back and croaked, your room is close to mine, but I miss you like you're thousands of miles away from me. Jonah. Julian's sudden confession made Jonah breathe heavily. In a kazai he placed high agkob bulienis s. His. Slipped feeling simmered in his ee threatening to spill out. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. He had no idea how long he could keep his feelings and ear al control hamnid on vet intro, the day after tomorrow, or maybe tonight. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. At that moment, they heard a steady knock on the door. Andy Sala / Angort KEAE side of the. Or. HDL is Julian with you. Chapter 1595. Julian remained infatuated with Jonah's sexual appeal, but Jonah felt his heart skip a beat. He forcefully removed Julian's hands from him and freed himself from the hug, much to Julian's disappointment. Julian's body stiffened. "Yes, Mandy," Jonah replied calmly. Then, he marched to the door and opened it without hesitation. He was greeted by Mandy's smile. She said, "I knew he was here. I could tell that the two of you share a good relationship." Jonah and Julian indeed shared a good relationship. Jonah flinched, merely responding with a faint smile. "Julian, come with me to my bedroom. I need to talk to you." Mandy gestured to Julian with a grin, causing Julian's heart to sink. Julian cast a worried and loaded look at Jonah, but Jonah avoided his gaze and stared at his feet. Julian followed Mandy back to her bedroom. After locking the door behind her, she put on a serious look. Julian feigned sleepiness and yawned. "Aunt Mandy, why are you looking for me late at night? Please go home to your family the next morning." Julian's body trembled. Eyes widened, he gasped, "What did you say? Go home? Why? You've been living at the Taylors' since you got back from Mosgravia. This is not your family home or a hotel. I'm not the head of Heights Novilla as well. It's rather inappropriate of you to stay around." Her attitude hardened. "So, you should leave soon. Do not create more trouble for Jonah and Lice." Julian's face reddened out of anxiety. "But Mr. Winston's still unwell. As his doctor, I need to keep a close eye on him. We don't need you here." She raised her voice, seemingly arguing with Julian at this point. "Winston is almost recovered. We have enough people at home to take care of him. Besides, you're not the only doctor in the country who could treat him. Even if no one else were left to cure him, I'd rather consult a medical expert from abroad." "What the fuck? What is this? Are you kicking me out after using me? I don't care what you think. Anyway, pack up and leave by tomorrow." Julian nearly got a stroke from the anger. He glared at Mandy. "Aunt Mandy, why would you do this to me out of a sudden? Why are you kicking me out? I'm not leaving. You forced my hand." Gritting her teeth, she stormed over to the bedside table, took out a leather envelope, and tossed it onto the coffee table. A stack of photos fell out from the envelope and scattered underscore all roving Julian Picadup's safeties. His face clinked white, and his hands shook violently. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. He exclaimed, "Aunt Mandy, how could you snoop on me?" Those were intimate photos of Julian with his exes from the Mosgravia gay community, evidence of his wild and debauched life. "Snoop? I don't need to snoop around to learn about your past. My dearest nephew turned cut 69 famous in the Mosgravia gay community and a social butterfly." She burst out laughing at the absurd situation. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. She added, "I got my hands on these photos without even having to look for them. How wished, needed TB put in Nerifer to procure them. You obviously don't care about your reputation. So, why are you acting all pure and innocent now? Julian clenched his jaw and crumpled the intimate photos as though he wanted to destroy his despicable past self. Mandy was right. Chapter 1596. Julian had been a playboy living a promiscuous and hedonic life in the past. For once, he finally thought of settling down with Jonah, but here came Mandy. She had to uncover his shoddy past at this time. His heart ached. The photos gave him quite a jolt. Aunt Mandy, Julian, your dad and brother might turn a blind eye to your life abroad, and I have no say in your decision after marrying into the Taylor family. Frowning, Mandy hissed in a low and stern voice, but Jonah is the pillar of the Taylor family. Your uncle Winston has high hopes for his eldest. You cannot lay a finger on Jonah. Feeling a stabbing pain in his heart, Julian stumbled backward in shock. I watched you grow up. When you were younger, I was the one who made you study and play with you because your dad was too busy. I know you better than anyone else in the Lovelace family. She slumped on the couch, simmering in anger. Mandy continued, I can read your mind from your actions. To be honest, I could tell you were interested in Jonah from the start, but I quietly observed because I wasn't 100% sure. I finally confirmed my guess after getting my hands on the photos and watching your interaction with him today. My fear finally came true. Julian, Jonah is different from the guys you had a fling with. You cannot put a claim on Jonah. The Taylor family will be done for if you do anything to Jonah, and Uncle Winston will die of anger if he learns about it. Why does he have to learn about this? You can keep the truth from him. Julian lost control of his temper and growled furiously. Stunned, Mandy gasped, "What did you just say? Jonah. Jonah likes me, and I feel the same about him." Julian tightened his fist. Tearing up, he suddenly broke into a smile. No. In fact, I love him. Aunt Mandy, I love Jonah so much. I will not leave him no matter what happens. Mandy nearly fainted from the shock. She was concerned about the Taylor family's well-being. To protect her family, she would kill off any budding threat, including the forbidden love between Jonah and Julian. The Taylors were a force in business and one of the most reputable families in Bellbanks. The price they had to pay for such fame and wealth was constant threats to their status. As the KS Group president, Jonah was the anchor of the family. It would be disastrous if people took advantage of his sexual preference and made a fuss out of it, which would negatively impact the Taylor family and even the KS Group. After some serious thinking, she broke the silence and bit the bullet. Sure, you might be in love with him, but does he really love you? Of course. He's just bad at expressing his love. Is that so? From what I know, he's not a reserved man who is no nonsense. He's just tolerating you because you're a distant relative. It's hard for him to turn you down. She leaned backward with a chilling smirk. Mandy added, even if he has momentarily fallen for you, that doesn't mean anything at all. You can give up your career for him, but he cannot do the same for you and put KS Group in a PR crisis. Besides, Jonah is a devout Christian. He would become a priest if he weren't a company president. Aq trying to uave him away from God and send him to hell by seducing him. If you truly love him, do not ruin his life. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Julian felt cold from head to toe. Pain crashed through his body. His heart bled. You and Jonah are impossible. You're an adult, and this is not your first relationship. Y-e-r-a-l-d-f-e-e-backslash-the-r-i-t-y, Wukai said asterisk Mandy dealt a final blow to Julian. Do your dad and brother know you're living at Heights No Villa and making all these sacrifices for the Taylor family? The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. I will tell them the truth if you refuse to listen to me. You know Feeble's lovelages hate tile chitting to do what the Taylors. You know what will happen if they learn about this. Julian emerged from Mandy's room, looking spent and soulless. Breathing heavily, he leaned limply against the wall to regain some energy. Then, he began inching forward slowly. Behind Julian, Jonah stood at the turn of the staircase and hid in the shadows. He watched Julian's slender and vulnerable figure moving away. Eyes half closed, Jonah suppressed his feelings and clenched his fist. Chapter 1597. Josh had created a massive scandal from his forced demolition of the Tzala village for the holiday resort project. Deep in worries, he had no time to deal with the public fallout. Victor had to suppress the news reports for him. Victor flipped in front of Josh and Jameson at the chairman's office. What's wrong with you, you moron? It's illegal to demolish buildings by force inseris. How dare you do it abroad? You do know their police and authorities will come after you, right? Victor gritted his teeth and poked a finger at Josh's temple, forcing the latter to stumble backward. Victor snapped, "You goon. Dumb as a doorknob. Do you want the Schmidt Group to meet an early demise?" Jameson pursed his lips silently as he adjusted his glasses. Meanwhile, Josh blushed in shame, his ego bruised by his dad. Feeling indignant, he hissed, "Dad, Jonah Taylor tricked us. He transferred a problematic parcel of land to me. He set up a trap for me." Victor's frown deepened. "Josh, this is not your first day of doing business. Did you not send a delegation for an on-site inspection before you signed the deal?" Jameson shook his head hopelessly. "How could you trust Jonah Taylor blindly? Do you hold him in such high regard?" Josh glowered at Jameson in hatred. He badly wanted Victor's approval to outshine Jameson, which prompted him to make such a rookie mistake and fall for Jonah's trap. It did not make sense for the Taylor family to breezily transfer a parcel of land acquired with effort in exchange for freeing a mere secretary. There was no free lunch in the world indeed. Jimmy is right. Can't you use your brain? Now I know why you've never won Jonah Taylor after years of serving as the president. Victor's resentment toward Josh deepened after Jameson fanned the flames. "Josh, it's fine if there are issues with the land that the Taylors transferred to you. You could always discuss it with Dad and me. I looked into that parcel of land before this. Building a holiday resort is not the best option. We should instead develop a golf course to serve the top politicians and businessmen of Tzalu. That will help the Schmidt Group to build our network in the country for future expansion into the market." As if that wasn't enough, Jameson sighed helplessly. Too bad you never place any trust in me. You always think that I'm out to get you. We're family even though we're half siblings. Why would I hurt you? Josh stared intently at Jameson's innocent expression as rage pulsed through his veins. He thought, Jameson, you vicious snake. You've taken out Daisy and David. How dare you play a good sibling here? Everything I did was for our family and the Schmidt group. Josh, I hope you don't come to rash decisions. You should hold discussions with us so we won't be at a disadvantage. Why didn't you tell me if you had inspected the land in private? Humiliated, Josh A.E.S. at Demiason, Yautinki K. No idea what you're playing at. You wanted me to make a joke out of myself. You wanted to get the Schmidt group into trouble. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Jameson Schmidt, you're fucking vile. You're the only one who doesn't have the company's best interest at heart. Hearing that, Victor glared at his eldest and slapped him across the face. He rolled, why cugged it? So Farah Jansk back and twist the facts? How could you shift the blame onto Jimmy? The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Josh pressed a hand on his swollen cheek with astonishment and fury in his eyes. Dad, what has gotten into you? Can't you tell who's genuinely nice to you and cares about the company? All I care about is the result. I acknowledge Jimmy's help in getting the company out of trouble ever since he came home from Contina. Victor pointed a finger at Josh. Victor continued, but look at you. Not only did you fail to save David, but you also mags the heroic. Ujmnet, rat put the company into more trouble. You're a good for nothing, and you've failed as a son.